all manner of gifts and goods. These gifts clearly have no more to do with modern gifts inventories and industries than does the clause "enlighten me with his gifts" in the Small Catechism, third article. There is no doubt that our supposedly Aquarian age bears what the philosopher C.E.M. Jode called the stigmata of decadence, by which he meant, quote, a preoccupation with the self and its experiences, promoted by and promoting the subjectivist analysis of moral, aesthetic, metaphysical, and theological judgment. Harold Bloom's The American Religion, 1992, has, as we say nowadays, contextualized the problem for us. What is clear is that subjectivism, the exaltation of inwardness, of self-absorbed interiority, an interiority complex, these are rampant. Think only of the latest craze from Toronto, where laughing gas is mistaken for a divine manifestation. Ecclesia semper reformanda, the church is always to be reformed. It is right to yearn and pray for renewal. But we cannot renew the church, much less force such a renewal by means of organizational or other devices. There comes to mind a poem by one R. Schneider, of which herewith my unpoetic translation. For doers ne'er can heaven compel. What they unite will come apart. What they renew or overnight grow old. And what they found bring woe and ill. Only the Creator Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, can turn wayless and waterless wastelands into paradise. The sober spirituality of the Augsburg Confession still draws us to those sacred channels where alone he wishes to be found, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I believe we have probably about 5 minutes yet, at least, before the chapel bell starts ringing. If anybody has any questions or comments to address to Professor Marquardt, please make your presence known at the microphone. Professor Marquardt.
Professor Marquardt.
Yes, please.
Paul Herter from Adrian, Michigan. Something in your delivery sparked an interest in a question about the Old Testament and how the Holy Spirit was bestowed in the Old Testament. I realize that whether there was any significant difference, I suppose, between Old and New Testament. There are the references that indicated, such as Abraham believed and God credited to him as righteousness, the just shall live by faith, and so forth. Other references to the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. I'm wondering if there is a difference that you noticed in the Augsburg Confession or a differentiation of the bestowal of the Holy Spirit. Beyond that, I haven't thought through the rest of this question, but I hope you're getting the gist of what I'm looking for.
Yes, I'm afraid I am. which is a difficult thing to trace. Augustine's De Spiritu et Litera, of course, suggests a certain approach, and that is, which also the Lutherans later took, the reference to the text in Colossians 2:16, is it? That don't let anybody bind your conscience in matters of food, drink, any such thing. In other words, the Old Testament law, the ceremonial regulation, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the bodies of Christ. Luther repeatedly points out how what in John the Baptist's ministry, which is the culmination of the Old Testament, the high point, what he promises and talks about and points to, the Lord actually delivers and gives. So basically, the relation is that of shadow and reality. But of course, the Old Testament people, though in a shadowy way, got the real thing. We get the real thing in the real way and not in a shadowy way in the New Testament. Something like that has got to be said. And of course, in the baptismal ritual, the Spirit who once hovered over the waters of the old creation now is in the waters of the new creation, making us new.